Today, the Senegalese media have called, a No Press Day. And this day is initiated by the Council of Press and the distributors and publishers of Senegal, CENEPS. The reason they are facing a lot of problems from the new government, that's the reason why they have just decided to initiate this day.
So, Alpha, when you say news blackout, you're talking about newspapers not publishing and radio stations just playing music instead of broadcasting the news. That's what's going on?
Exactly. That is exactly what's going on. Yes, all the big media houses, since yesterday, 12 o'clock, midnight, they have stopped news broadcasting. The only thing they are doing is they are playing music, and from time to time they put on adverts, but they are not actually doing anything regarding to the news, because the organizers, they describe the media landscape in Senegal as one of the darkest faces that the media landscape of this country is facing. One of the darkest phases in the history of this country since the arrival of this new administration 4 months ago.
So talk to us a little about that. Talk to us about the economic difficulties the media sector is facing, and talk to us about reporters' complaint of this precarious working conditions in that country.
Yes, the first thing that these people have just outlined is that, just few weeks before the departure of President Macky Sall, he invited all these media bosses at State House and told them that, he is going to scrap their tax payment amounting to almost very close to 40 billion CFA francs, which is a big money. And then immediately after the elections and when the new administration came, the new President Diomaye Faye revoked that decree taken by President Macky Sall to cancel tax payment by the media houses. And the other thing also, they have also stopped all, like National Lottery and other agencies we used to give publicity to some of these private media houses. So the government stopped all that. As a result of that, they started facing, precarious economic situation. And the other, but the most important aspect which is affecting them is that most of their bank accounts have been, blocked by the government, thereby prevent the media houses from paying salaries or buying, materials for their publication, et cetera, and et cetera, making it very difficult for them to run their media houses.
Okay, and lastly, pro-government daily Le Solier was among several newspapers that did not follow the day without press action. Any word from the government about what is going on today?
At the moment, nothing, no word from the government, but you are very correct. Not only the pro-government newspapers like the national broadcaster RTS and Le Solier, but even there are some other private media houses like Wal Fajri. And I also understand and others on some other, press, online, which are also pro-government. They are not observing, the No Press Day here in Senegal. But as we speak, there's no statement from the government, but there are different statements from civil society groups which say that they are reiterating their support to the media in Senegal, because the media is facing a lot of, serious precarious economic situation. And as a result of that, if this, situation continues, they are going to close. So many media houses are going to close.